Heavier than a lead swimsuit. This is Max Inc. on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, Madison.
Hey, that's me on drums there, and that's my band Ironplow. That's called Whiskey Days from our brand new demo album. And my name is Rocker. I'm here on Maxing Heavy. You got me till midnight. We're here on Devil Radio 92.7 FM in Madison, WAUK 540 AM out there in the Milwaukee and greater area, and the SHA 101 FM out in Waukesha. Hey, you know, we're going to be playing out in Waukesha, Ironplow is, because Max Inc. Radio and the SHA 101 FM are presenting a local music showcase at the Mad Scientist down in Waukesha, and that's going to be Friday, March 18th, and it's going to be four bands for $5. Lodos show, and we're going to have the Rogue Electrics from Milwaukee, Iron Plow from Madison and Waukesha, and Mickey Magnum from Madison, as well as Trash Eagle there from Waukesha, home band there. So come out. We're going to have a lot of fun. But I brought in the studio with me right now here, Mickey Magnum from Madison. He's going to be playing this show. His band, Mickey, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thanks for having me, Rocker. I appreciate it, brother.
Now, Mickey Magnum, you're a Madison band here. Tell us a little bit about Mickey Magnum for those who are unfamiliar.
Well, we're kind of a hard rock, blues rock, 80s rock style original band that started. We got together in 2016, and then we started writing songs and recording and kind of got involved with, like, the Mamas was a thing that we did a little bit of a starting point for our careers, where we did a breakthrough artist competition, and we met some really, really cool people there that helped us on our journey. One group of people was a band called Mars Hall, which is a rock band from Madison. They were a little bit older than us, and I was having some doubts about myself, you know, being nearly 40 at that time, like, oh man, I'm too old, like, nobody's gonna want to hear what I've got to say. And those guys were a little older than me, and I watched them get up on stage, and man, they just started into Piece by Piece and just ripped, and I'm like,
they're still rocking.
I can do it. This is gonna work. And it's just kind of, I don't know, I met a lot of awesome people along the way, and it's been really, really fun.
Nice. Now, how many albums do you guys have out right now?
We got two albums out right now, and we're going to be heading down to the studio in April to start recording some more songs. We've got probably, I think, about 12 or 13 songs that we're working on currently, and we should be going along and getting those recorded and trying to get that in the studio done this year so we can release hopefully next year.
Now, tell me about your guitar player, your lead guy. He seems to be, you know, guitar wizard, virtuoso kind of guy. Tell us about your guitar players.
Yeah, our guitar player, lead guitar player, is Steve Anthus. He's actually a guitar instructor here in Madison, which is actually how I met him, ironically. I'm a singer in the band, and you'll never see me with a guitar, but I was actually a guitar player in a cover band before I got into the whole singing thing. And I went down to Madison to take lessons from Steve, and I wasn't even a singer at that time, but I kind of liked singing songs a little. And I was walking down the stairs one day singing some song, and his dad was there, and he's like, dude, you sound like Ferlin Husky. And I'm like, who's Ferlin Husky? he's an old country singer. And so he's like, man, I like the sound of your voice. Like, you should be a singer. And then Steve and I did some cover bands, and then eventually we just started doing original stuff. But
so you've been jamming with him for quite a long time then?
Very long time. I would think maybe 2011.
And the bassist, you've been with him quite a while. I mean, that guy, he's got to have the bassist with the longest beard ever.
Yeah, Garrett, he's got like, he's like Blackbeard the Pirate. He's got a really awesome beard. He's been in every single band I've ever been in from like maybe 2009 on. Like, he was the hardest one to convince to join the band, the original band, though, because in the cover band, I was married before, and my ex-wife did not like me being in a band, and boy, she really gave me the business about it and put a lot of pressure on me, so I quit a few times just to get the whole situation to subside. So when I called him up, and I'm like, Garrett, we're going to do an original band, man, he hung up on me. I called him back, and I'm like, come on, man, you got to join the band. We need you. You've been in every band I've ever been in. And he's like, I'll join the band, Nate, but you know what? You gotta stop quitting the band, brother.
Now we're here with Mickey Magnum here on Max and Kevy, and Mickey Magnum's gonna be playing with Iron Plow, Rogue Electric, and Trash Eagle at the Mad Scientist on March 18th. You know, one thing I've noticed about your band too is that you're a rhythm guitar player. Now he's like a student of the lead guy, and he's kind of a little bit younger. He looks like he's up there, you know. He's cranking it out, though, man.
Yeah, you know, Jared Dudas is his name, and his brother is actually the drummer. Josh, and then they got another brother, Jake, that plays bass, and they play in this they play in this punk rock band called the Usual Suspects, the three brothers, which is really cool. But I mean, it's kind of fun for doing a show, because if we need to put another band on there, we just set up one drum kit, and then the brother just comes, and you've got two bands basically. But wow. Jared's an amazing guitar player. He's learned a lot of stuff from Steve, and he's good on leads. You know, it was a big discussion in the band, because last year we had two members move on to kind of do other things that fit their lifestyle better, and we added a guy that's like 23 years old, which was like, oh, I don't know. And then then the drummer, his brother, he's still in high school.
What?
Yeah, he's going to graduate this year.
Oh, that's awesome, man. All right, tell me about fighting. You're a boxer. You have a business. And tell us about your business.
Well, you know, martial arts is something that kind of brought me into performing. But, like, to me, martial arts is like going to church on Sunday. I go and I coach people in Muay Thai kickboxing. And I used to compete in kickboxing. And, you know, that's just another form of entertainment, like being a person in a band. And I'd go out there and entertain audiences and compete athletically against people. And as I got older... I kind of started coaching some youth people around my community, and pretty soon there was more and more people, and I don't know. It was just really something that was supposed to be there to help kids and give them something to do, you know, to have a big brother that maybe they needed to, you know, show them how to be in shape or get a career working as a, you know, construction worker or something along those lines, and that there is an opportunity for you in this world. So that's kind of my martial arts story. I've been doing martial arts since I was like 25, I guess. So I started in 2005. I started training with Damien, the coroner, Decora. He's down at Chosen Few now. They put the fights on in Madison. So he had a bunch, I don't think he's got 70-some pro fights. Like, it was pretty cool. So that was my journey. I was 225 pounds when I first started doing this stuff. And then I fought at heavyweight, light heavyweight, middleweight. My last fight was at welterweight at 170. So I've kind of stayed usually between 170 and 190 ever since. I'm gonna be 44 this year.
Wow. That's a pretty cool story. So Mickey Magnum, you guys are going to be playing with us at the Mad Scientist. Tell us what people can expect at a Mickey Magnum show. What do you guys bring to the table?
Well, we bring mayhem to the table, to be honest with you. You're going to have a wild crowd of, like, revelers. They like to drink. They like to party. There's a really kind of an upbeat, positive atmosphere. We got a Facebook group called Mickey's Minions. And, you know, just like the martial arts gym, I really want the thing to be kind of actually like an extended family. Like all our band friends and this musical journey, like other bands we meet and our fans and their fans, like, I love to meet these people and hear their stories and find out why they like our music or what they enjoy about, you know, our band and coming to see us, you know.
So are you guys playing anywhere else around the area, Madison area?
Yeah, we're going to have a few shows coming up. We've got one coming up early this year. We got the 18th with you guys over at Mad Scientist. And then we're going to go April 9th to Main Street Music with Zeroed Hero, who you guys just spun. Autumn Reverie be on the list tonight. And Seven Seasons Deep, Sean Anthony Brown, his band.
Oh, yeah.
April 30th, we're at the Back Bar. And then we're going to be going Bratfest Friday, May 27th at 5 p.m. on the main stage.
Now, how can people get in touch with you, or how can they find everything Mickey Magnum online?
You can find us at mickeymagnum.com. You can find us at Mickey Magnum Facebook, Mickey Magnum Instagram. We got a TikTok. I don't do a lot on TikTok or Twitter, but I do have them. So there's a lot of opportunity if you. We got a YouTube channel, Mickey Magnum. Yeah.
All right. Hey, Mickey. Thanks for coming down to talk to us on Maxing Heavy tonight. We really appreciate it.
Appreciate you having us, Rocker, and I appreciate all the smashes, thrashes, and hits. I'm looking forward to doing some more shows with your band, Iron Plow. If you guys haven't seen Iron Plow or heard them, man, if you like that classic style rock sound, it is awesome. We played a show with these guys at the Meyer Barn, like, I don't know, was it a year ago now? A little over a year ago.
Yeah, that's me. Man,
it totally blew me away. And I was like, man, we got to do some more shows with this band because it's just, it's too much fun.
All right, come see Mickey Magnum along with Iron Plow, the Rogue Electrics, and Trash Eagle at the Mad Scientist coming up on March 18th. It's Max Inc. Radio Presents and the SHA 101 FM. Right now, let's listen to some Mickey Magnum. This is Let's Rock, Let's Roll. This is Max Inc. Heavy. I'm Rocker, here till midnight.
Radio for the people.